Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right and the truth of the Ahlul Bayt, has helped all of us thus far in this month to benefit from the blessings of the month, and that as we move on, we progress towards the goals that have been set by God for this blessed month, inshaAllah. On the 14th day, the dua we have from the Ma'sumeen reads as follows. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لا تؤاخذني فيه بالعثرات وأقلني فيه من الخطايا والحفوات ولا تجعلني فيه غرضا للبلايا والآفات بعزتك يا عز المسلمين. What we ask for in this dua is similar to some of the other du'as that we have had, and it's a request that we keep repeating and keep repeating and keep repeating in different ways and different wordings, because it's important to repeat that. We had this before in one of the du'as, and we mentioned that when we asked Allah to make us some of the mustaghfirin, those who are asking for forgiveness, we mentioned the Holy Prophet said, every day I seek repentance, I ask for forgiveness 70 times. Asking for forgiveness, to be forgiven for sins, to be forgiven for wrongdoings, for being forgiven from the evil of our actions, the oppressions that we have brought upon ourselves. That's something that we need to constantly do, repeatedly do. So if we find it in a number of our du'as, it shouldn't shock us. We need it constantly. The same way that we need to breathe constantly, the same way that we need to eat constantly, we need to drink constantly. These are our vital needs. We can't live without them. You can't live without breathing. It's redundant, but it's something you need. If you don't have it, one is not going to be able to continue living. Istighfar and seeking forgiveness is such. Everybody, even prophets, even our beloved prophet needs it. If he needs it, we most definitely need it. Now, when we speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in trying to ask for forgiveness, the state of our mind, the preparedness of our heart to receive the mercy of being forgiven is important. That's why the language of repentance, asking forgiveness, changes. The way we feel through reading these words and speaking to God in those words will prepare our hearts to receive that blessing, to be forgiven, and so on and so forth. The wording we have here is this: Allahumma la tu'akhidni fihi bil'atharat. Athra is falling, slipping. If a person is walking and they suddenly fall, they slip, it's accidental, that's called an athra. Okay. What we're saying here is, God, don't, la tu'akhidni, don't hold me responsible, don't hold me accountable, don't ask me about my deeds that I have slipped, the mistakes that I've made. Now, the sins that I can speak for myself alone, but knowing mankind through the verses, through dealing with people, most of us, it wasn't a slip of a tongue. It wasn't that I mistakenly said something. It wasn't that I mistakenly did something. It wasn't that it was a mistake that I looked. It was an accident. I wasn't planning on looking. I just saw it. No, I actually saw it. I decided to continue looking. I realized I was wrong, but I decided that I was going to say that I'm not wrong and continue arguing and fighting and so on and so forth. I've done those things intentionally. However, now that I'm speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't know if you've been in those situations, people coming to you or seeing people coming, going to others and trying to make up excuses, making up excuses just to get the person to forgive them. They're making it up in order to get that person to feel like, okay, I can forgive this person. Here, I'm referring to what I did intentionally. I knew I was doing it. I'm referring to it as a slip. It was a mistake. Please, God, forgive me. You're feeling like you're that desperate that you need this, and you're going to make up excuses for why you did things before the court of God just to have God forgive you. Okay, it's feeling that desperation for help. And it's important for us to feel that way. Allahumma la tu'akhidni fihi bil'atharat. You're generous, you're noble. It was a slip, it was a mistake. It wasn't intentional. I know it was intentional, but here, it's please. It wasn't really intentional. I wasn't in the right state of mind, making up excuses. وَأَقِلْنِي فِيهِ مِنَ الْخَطَايَا وَالْحَفَوَاتِ. إِقَالَ is when you, in a trade, you have two parties. One party gives something, and the other party gives, or there's an exchange basically, right? Each party gives something to the other. And once you have finalized that deal, you can't expect the other party to give you back what you gave to them. You can't. You've already exchanged it. It's a done deal. The only way you're going to be able to get back, let's say you sold your car and now you're regretful. You want your car back, basically. You can't just go pick it up and say, sorry, here's your money and come back. No, it's theirs now. They have to be okay with you taking the car back and receiving the money back. So, iqala is that. Iqala is to go to the person and say, okay, can we undo this? What I gave to you, I want back, please. If you agree, there needs to be, that party needs to agree to that. Here we're saying, أَقِلْنِي فِيهِ مِنَ الْخَطَايَا وَالْحَفَوَاتِ. We had that before. First of all, again, we're referring to our sins as mistakes, slip. We slipped, accidental. Saying, yeah, we gave you, we brought to your presence, to your throne, we presented very evil deeds, very wrong things. But now we're coming, it was a mistake, sorry, apologies, please, can we take that back? Can we undo our actions? Do you accept, please? أَقِلْنِي فِي مِنَ الْخَطَايَا وَالْحَفَوَاتِ. It's a state of desperation. I can't do anything. It's him that has to make that decision. And I'm trying to make excuses, word things in a way that would prepare my heart to receive that mercy. And I need to feel that desperation for the preparation to be there. وَلَا تَجْحَلْنِي فِيهِ غَرَضًا لِلْبَلَايَا وَالْآفَاتِ. Oh Allah, do not make me the target of balaya, calamities, and afat, harms. A question that can come to mind is, before I mention the question, let's put it this way. We don't like difficulties. We don't like what we refer to as calamities. Losing loved ones, losing your house, losing your job, losing your phone, whatever. Losing these different things, we don't like them. If we develop an illness, if we're told we're diagnosed with cancer, we don't like them. If we're diagnosed with another illness, disease, we don't like that. Now, one thing to know about these difficulties and calamities in life is that these calamities and these difficulties are actually blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are in a baliyah. Baliyah or bala, one translation of it is, or one equivalent for that, One meaning that it conveys is calamity, difficulty, and so on. But the other meaning that it has is test, examination. These difficulties in life are opportunities that God gives us, that if we make the right decision, then that's going to help us to elevate spiritually. That's how we can reach the goal of our creation. That's why God says, لِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The root of the word is bala. We have created life and death in Surah Al-Mulk in order to test and examine and see who's the best in action. The purpose of this material world is that we go through these phases, through these difficulties, through these tests and examinations, and by making the right choices, we are able to elevate above angels. We can become the best of creation through the right choices that need to be taken in these tests and examinations. So difficulties are actually a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are what cause us, prepare the grounds for our uplifting spiritually. If we don't have them, we're not going to progress. But what this dua says is, لَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِيهِ غَرَضًا لِلْبَلَايَا وَالْآفَاتِ. Don't make me the target of it. When you're the target, you're going to be taking bullets from all directions constantly, right, left, and center, because you're the target, from all directions. In other words, I have a certain capacity. If I receive too many difficulties, I'm afraid I'm going to fail those exams. The same way that if I make the right choice in those examinations and those difficulties, then I'm going to progress. But if I make the wrong choices, then I'm going to digress. I will start moving away from the goal. So if it becomes really difficult, too many of those trials and tribulations and difficulties and calamities, then I'm going to start failing this. Please have mercy on me. Give me easier tests. We want to progress, but we are also asking, can it be a bit easier so that we can make it? Because we want to progress. We don't want the test for the heck of it. We want the test in order to progress. If it's a really difficult exam, you know, if you're speaking to your teacher, it's exam time. Yeah, in order to pass and move on to the upper grades, you need to pass that exam. And so an examination is necessary. But you start telling your teacher, take it easy on us. Okay? Take it easy. Yeah, I understand there needs to be examination, but please take it easy. This is what we're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. There will be calamities, there will be difficulties, they will help us progress. But we're asking God, if they constantly come to us, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to do the test and I will not be able to continue. And so take it easy on me. As a servant, we're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. And we ask Him to help us through His izzah, bi'izzatik. Izzah in itself means the quality of one being such, having a position, a state, where their wish is fulfilled, their will is fulfilled. What they want happens. No one and nothing can come in that way. If you have a person that is aziz in your society, in your community, they are a person that what they want is carried out. That is aziz. Aziz of Misr, of Egypt, they say during the time of Prophet Yusuf in that area, in that time. Aziz of Misr was a person who had authority. And the izzah that he had meant this. He's one person, but what he wants is carried out in society, not just as an individual in his life. He does what he wants, and nobody can prevent him from doing that. But what he wants is going to be happening to others in that society that they lived in. That's how much izzah he had. That's the meaning of izzah. So that in itself, that's what it means. But it's interesting how we have this attribute and followed by an attribute that we address God with, as we've had in many of the other du'as. We say we're asking through your izzah. God is Aziz. Whatever decision He makes is going to be carried out. Nothing and no one can prevent that. There is no law that He abides by. He is the law. He is going to do what He wishes. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Whatever He wishes, whatever He wants. So we're asking you to treat me in this way, and you can do it. You are the Aziz. You are not accountable to anyone. Whatever you want is done. بِعِزَّتِك, that's the attribute. But then we say, يَا عِزَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. يَا عِزَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. What does that mean? Well, we understand the izzah part of it, but we say He is the izzah of the Muslimin. What does that mean? The izzah of the Muslimin seems to mean that the one that gives izzah to the Muslimin. And the izzah of the Muslimin comes from Him. He's the source of the izzah of the Muslimin. Now, an entire talk can be given about that, but let's just suffice with this, that if we want izzah, if we want to have the ability to make decisions and carry them out, see what's right for us as individuals, as families, as communities, as a nation, the nation of Islam, to be able to see what is right for it and do it, and no one be able to prevent them from doing it, that izzah, which as we have in dua during the time of the occultation, now we're seeing that others seem to have a worldly izzah that the Muslimin don't have, and it's because of the actions of the Muslimins themselves. If the Muslimin want izzah, the source of izzah is God. He is the one that gives the izzah. So He is Aziz Himself, and He gives izzah to the Muslimin. If we are Muslimin and we submit to His will in all arenas of life, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt and especially the Imam of our time, that He grants us all of what we ask for in this dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.